Very few can achieve success in the performing arts without struggle, but much of it is avoidable if you approach your career with good training, a good attitude, and a firm understanding of the way show business works. Mailani Maikaʻinaʻi, singer, has done well with her music on both a local and international scale, learning a great many lessons the hard way. She started a mentorship program to smooth the pathway for young performing artists. She's about to launch her first graduating class into the wider world, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Mailani.
Good morning.
You learned, as I said, you learned some lessons the hard way coming up in the music business, but they didn't necessarily have to be learned the hard way, did they?
Not all of them, no.
Some do. I mean, inevitably, it'd be foolish to think you're going to get into that world without it. But what was it like for you?
Well, I started learning at a very young age. My first performance in public was actually at the age of 16.
Uh-huh.
And I came up in multiple groups, having started as a backup vocalist. And then I started in another band called Kiahi Vai. And we went on to win a few awards, Most Promising Group of the Year and also Group of the Year. I remember being like 19 years old winning that award, and they're fond memories of mine. But at the same time, coming up from that time to now, I'm now 36, 20 years later, it's been amazing how this journey of music has been for me. And being able to give back to young kids that want to come up in the music industry, that may not want to perform but might want to write songs for other artists, mm-hmm. and also give them a path of understanding how to present your stories and your songs, and how to also understand being in a sound room such as this and vocally prepare yourself.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many things that this mentorship has been able to give my 7 artists that I'm currently working with.
Well, when you start out, you know, you're a talented kid, and the people in your family and your friends tell you you're pretty good. And you start, you know, you watch The Voice on television, and you think maybe that could be me. But a lot of people might get unrealistic expectations from that.
Most definitely. I think our kids are living in an age where they're seeing and hearing so many different things rapidly all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And putting themselves out there is an entirely different thing for them to be able to do.
Yeah. One of the first things you're going to discover is that there are a lot of people who are also pretty good, right?
Yes.
That's a tough one, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. You've said that you did a little YouTube video about your mentorship program and said that in your career there were a lot of, you know, there were some tough times, some tears.
Sure.
From what?
Well, sometimes you get into different situations in your relationships. You know, I think teaching each other at any age about how to manage your own emotions and how to manage your relationships is very important to learn. And how do we learn our very most basic relationships? Well, we grow up with a mother and a father. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have siblings. We grow up with these familial relationships. And that's how we take those relationships and understand how we relate to others outside of that family nucleus.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily give you the skills to understand how to relate to people when you're working and when you have business relationships, you know, in the workplace, in the working field, on stage, off stage. And so I would have to say my hard times came out of understanding relating to other people in different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And also making agreements between each other. You know, when you have a manager, there's agreements in place and living up to those agreements, and how you keep each other in your relationship accountable to those agreements. So I would have to say I learned a lot of different ways to communicate my feelings and trying to take my emotions out of those agreements as well.
For a performer, if you don't communicate your wishes and your feelings, you can get rolled over.
Oh, yeah. You can get rolled over. The life is just sucked out of you. And how can you perform? I mean, your entire emotions of performing is what draws people to follow you, to want to sing the songs that you're singing. And so how do you, as an artist, be able to turn off that emotional button? It's pretty tough for a lot of us.
Yeah, I would imagine. And I think another thing that's pretty tough is, you know, the phenomenon, practically universal phenomenon of stage fright, right? It's one thing to sing at a party with an approving group of family and friends around you. Everybody says you sound great. What else are they going to say, right? But an audience, you know, the first time you get a really big audience out there, that's something different, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, not everyone is going to be your fan. Not everyone is going to be your best friend. And you're not going to have thousands of likes on a Facebook video or a YouTube video. And so you still have to navigate your little canoe of what it is that you truly want. And I think that asking yourself that question, no matter what age you are, is an important practice to do daily.
What about being self-critical?
I think that having being self-critical is important. I mean, it's kind of the reason why we get out of bed when we don't want to. It's the reason why we run the mile that we don't want to run, or simple things that you should do, like practice your guitar every day, or your ukulele, or your vocal runs to warm up your voice and keep it active. Yeah. Those are things that you just have to continue to do to keep yourself in shape and capable of doing the bigger works that you want to do in the end. So I think that self-criticism, sometimes it's just a good balance of it is what's required.
Sometimes people think they're better than they are at some aspect of their of their craft.
Yes.
And, you know, self-confidence is great, but if you think you're better than you are and you get out in a performing environment, chances are you're going to get smacked.
Well, the market is the market. I mean, for people who think that they are better than what they are, the numbers will show and the amount of demand will present itself or not.
Yeah.
And so I think that those are the things that I've been able to share with these very young artists. You know, they're from the ages of 10 to 18, and I couldn't be more excited than working with these young seven artists, because I've been able to just share an insight, a glimpse of the reality. And even though the reality of the music industry through its changes, and having them also understand and expect it to change while they're growing and aging in their own forms of artistry.
Because, I'm just thinking that you might be a singer who writes songs, and maybe your singing is okay but not spectacular, but your songwriting is really good. And is it necessary to kind of shift people into different areas of their skill set?
Yes. You know, there's many artists that have been able to create a strong career just being a songwriter for bigger artists.
Sure.
And, you know, you won't come across artists or singer-songwriters that want to take their personal selves and their lives on the road and tour throughout the year. But their song has life possibly with an artist like that already.
And songs can take on a life of their own, can't they?
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Mailani Maikaʻinaʻi was part of the Hoku Award-winning duo Keahiwai in the early 2000s. The artist in the first class of her mentorship program will be performing at a concert free to the public on Saturday, December 3rd, from 11 to noon at Windward Mall.